I was doubting myself when I was failing and failing and failing. Yeah. I was like, what am I going to do? How am I going to pay my rent next month? Do something towards this goal every single day.
Yeah.
Even a small little goal.
Yes.
Whatever that is.
Be the person who has already manifested your biggest dreams. Yeah. Be the person who has already successfully achieved what you want to achieve. My life changed when I started changing the people around me. Actually, I have a really good question.
Bring it on.
A question that I get often, why are we not dating? Does my hair look good?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about mine?
Yeah, it does.
Why did you wait?
to double check. I don't want to lie on my podcast.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, welcome. Okay. Yes, we go straight in.
Yeah, right into it.
No introduction, no foreplay, straight into it. Thank you for being here.
Of course.
It became a routine, almost like a ritual, since most of the time my friends on my podcast.
Yeah.
Other people don't say yes to my interview request. No, I'm kidding. But
I need to say yes.
Yeah, you need to say. You have no choice. You live in a house with me.
I need to.
Yeah. Yes, do you want to do a podcast with me?
No. I'm busy. And you're like, you're there all the time.
Yeah. You have no choice. It became a ritual that I tell... on the podcast, how I met the guest, or how I know the guest.
Okay.
Do you mind if I tell the story?
Of course.
It's a bit delicate.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, first time I met Yas was at an event, and I almost didn't go.
Yeah. Why? Oh.
Well, I was in Uluwatu, and for those of you who don't know Bali, Uluwatu is all the way in the south, I think. Mm. And there was an event from Marife and Jake. They opened their spa, and it's in Canggu.
Yeah.
And driving from one place to the other in Bali can be quite...
It's a lot.
Yeah, it can be a hustle, a lot of traffic. But I was like, it's my friends. They opened their spa only once.
Yeah.
Stop complaining. Hire a car, work in the car.
I remember you saying that I can work in a car. It's okay. I can go like this. Yeah, and you waited until the traffic is over. So then you were like, okay, now.
Oh, yeah. Then I went back. Yeah. So... went to the spa event. I arrived, and I would say 99% of the people who were there were couples.
Yeah.
I was like, lovely. That's going to be a great day.
That's what I thought. Lovely. When I went there, I was like, okay, couple. I'm like, okay, hi, everyone. I'm alone.
Yeah. Well, I was the same. And so met a couple of friends. And then at some point, I saw you. And I'm always curious when someone meets me for the first time.
Yeah.
What's the impression? Like, what was your first thought when you saw me? What was the vibe like? Introverted, extroverted? First time I saw you, I'd say remind me a bit of myself.
Mm.
As in a bit distant? Reserved?
Reserved in a way. In a way, but still open.
Mm-hmm.
But reserved.
Reserved. Yeah. I saw you interacting with other people and I was like... okay, she can be open, but it feels like there is also a bit, you know what I mean, right? And so, I have to be honest, the first time I saw you, I was like, well, she's good looking.
Pretty,
She's pretty, for sure. I think it's fair to say you're pretty. And then, think later at the event, but you were reserved and I'm like, I'm there to support my friends. I'm not going to do anything crazy. So Yasmin comes over. At the same time, while I was drinking water, and she looks at me, I look at her, and every single... it's a new habit that I have. Mm. Every single time when someone looks at me, I just say hi.
Yeah.
Without intention, just who knows who that person is.
Hi and smiling
and like see what happens. Start a conversation. And that's how we met.
Yeah.
And since then, we had... like I told you yesterday, you are... like one of the things when I sit down in the morning and I think what I'm grateful for, Yasmin is on the list because we have this beautiful friendship. We inspire each other. We live together, which is kind of funny.
That didn't even meant to happen. We're not planning this.
It just somehow happened, and I'm so grateful for it because every single day I have this positivity around me. Also, there's someone who thinks big.
Yeah.
Sometimes you remind me of myself.
Yeah.
In terms of like, there's no limit. You can do whatever.
And we're crazy. When you say that, do you think I could achieve this? I'm like, yes, of course. Yeah, so of course you can achieve that.
Do you think I can write a best-selling book? Like, yeah.
100%. What do you think? Of course.
But that's so nice. And I'd love to talk about this in a minute. How important it is to have inspiring people around you who have a good surrounding, but to let me finish my point, I'm so freaking grateful for you, for our friendship, because every single day it reminds me of who I truly am.
Yeah.
And so, first things first.
I was thinking the same yesterday. No, it was maybe 2 days ago. I was like, I'm very grateful because it's very hard to find people that I actually want to spend time with or mm-hmm. want to hang out with mm-hmm. or whatever. And I was like, actually, it's one of those people.
Aw. We just have to get me a shirt. I was thinking about this. I'm not her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be...
I'm still single.
Yeah.
It's or whatever.
It's going to be very hard for you to find a boy.
If you're
next to you.
That's a problem for sure.
That's a big problem.
Yeah.
I had that before. I had a good friend of mine, Violetta is her name, and we used to be like really close friends. Mm. We're still friends. But everybody thought we are a couple. So nobody, when we went to parties or something, events, nobody spoke to me.
Yeah, maybe you're like, you stay there, I stay here, and you wave.
Yeah, or the t-shirt.
Yeah, the t-shirt.
Right?
That's ugly. Yeah. Whatever, we'll figure it out.
we'll for sure figure it out. Quick one. This podcast was edited and produced by Podzilla Media. If you want to start a podcast or if you want to level up your podcast game, get an equally professional, beautiful podcast production as the one. I think we can be really proud of our podcast production here. Podzilla did a fantastic job editing this podcast. So if you want to get a similar level, get a similar production, feel free to click the link down below. And who knows, maybe soon you will have the same podcast editor as I have. Thank you so much for your attention. Click the link below and level up your podcast game. If I'm curious, when I was preparing this episode, I'm like, how am I going to introduce Yasmin?
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to let you introduce yourself. Mm. I'm just curious, if you go home to Finland.
Yeah.
And you are at a family gathering.
Yeah.
And your family asks you,
mm-hmm.
Yasmin, what are you doing for a living? Like, what is your job? What's your response? Because it's for me, it's always like, they don't understand it, so I try to describe it, and they don't get it. But I'm curious.
My answer is always different. I don't even know what I say. Honestly, it's so difficult because it's the way you make money is so different, and you can make money from affiliate commissions. You can make money from coaching. You can make money from whatever. You know, like so many different streams of income.
Yeah.
As an entrepreneur, so I'm like, I do social media. I'm an entrepreneur, online business owner,
that kind of Villa stuff. Mate.
Yeah, I don't know that kind of stuff. I say.
Mm. Well, when I tell them those kind of things, they're like, "What is that?"
Yeah, yeah. And when I remember last summer, I was with my family. Even my family don't understand what I do.
Mm.
But then this one family member came to the dinner as well, and she was like, "So, what do you do?" And I explained like. Very broadly, like, okay, social media.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, so how do you actually make money? And then I tried to explain, and her face was like, huh? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay, because they don't understand.
Yeah, they just don't understand.
But she still tried to ask, which is kind of nice.
Kind of cute. Yeah. Kind of curious.
It's difficult to explain.
Sometimes, I don't know how it is for you, but sometimes, like, especially the older generation in my family, like, worries. You know, like my cousins and stuff, they get it.
Yeah.
But like the older, if my grandma would still be alive, she'd be, Axel, can I give you €5? Like, are you okay?
That's what my mom keeps asking me. She's like, do you need money? I'm like, I'm okay. My little sister asked me last summer, so who is paying for your living? What's your job? Do you have a job?
Yeah.
I'm like, girl, I haven't had a job in 6 years.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
She's like, but how you make your money? Who's paying? I'm like, me, I'm paying. I have a business, okay?
Yeah. But I think it's important to be okay with that. Like, that's...
Yeah.
I don't think anybody, you know, has bad intentions. And
of course not.
Because they want to... It's just...
They don't understand.
It's like a different language. You don't understand unless you're in it, you know?
And we're not very close. So that's why she was, like, asking those questions. I'm like, yeah, well... I still hustle every day. You work hard,
I'd say. Okay, Yasmin, a lot to unpack. So Yasmin does a lot of things, just like me, an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that picture. I hope I can find it and we can have it somewhere here. Yeah. Like, I want everybody to see this. You working as a dentist? Mm-hmm. Sorry, not as a dentist.
Dental assistant.
Dental assistant. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that about you until very recently. I met you. I felt like, yeah, well, she's obviously an entrepreneur. Yeah. Does amazing things on social media. Mm-hmm. And then you told me that it was just not even that long ago that you started a couple years ago.
Yeah. So
the picture that we're seeing right here, and I hope my editor is not asleep and actually finds the picture.
Yeah.
If not, you're fired. serious. but tell us maybe a bit about the story. Give us context.
So I used to work as a dental assistant. When I was at school, people keep asking me, like, so what do you want to do for a living? Like, mm-hmm. what are you going to do after school? I was like, I don't know. There is not a job in this world that I want to do. Mm-hmm. Like, there is nothing interest. Like, there's a lot of things that interest me, mm-hmm. but not as a job. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want to work. Like, I don't, like, of course, like, people need to work in a way.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There was nothing that I wanted to do. And my friends were like, okay, I'm going to become a teacher. I'm going to become a, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. Normal jobs, they have their dreams, but I was like, I don't know, like, there is nothing that I want to do. And then, because my parents are dentists and we have our clinic, they're retired now, they were like, okay, what about becoming a dental assistant? You can come to work for us. That's a clean day job, 9 to 5, good money. I'm like, that's not really something that I want to do, but let's do it. Like, let's try.
Yeah.
And then I studied, I stayed there for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then after I graduated, I was like, what am I going to do now? Is this it? Like, am I going to just work here? Mm-hmm. And then I worked for a few months and then I quit. And then I moved to LA. That's a whole other story. But I moved across the world. And then when I was living there, I went to first school with my ex-partner. And then while I was there, I was like, all these people here are doing something crazy with their lives. And then I was like, damn, like, maybe there is something that I could do as well. Mm-hmm. And that year opened my eyes.
When was that?
6 years ago.
6 years ago.
So or you just 7 years ago, maybe. Six, 7 years
ago. Very similar to my story. So you said you did the job, you graduated, and you're like, this ain't it. Mm-hmm. There's more to life.
Mm-hmm.
And you quit.
Yeah.
How was that? Did you just, like, wake up one day and, like...
No, because my ex-boyfriend wanted to move to LA. And I was like, you know what? I want to come with you. Like, there was something, I was like, I want to do something with my life, and this is my time to go, I'm still young, and I want to go, and then we went there, and then that year opened my eyes, because I met new people, because I'm from a very small town, like, and no one is doing anything special or different or whatever, then I was in LA, and, you know, I'm a business owner, I'm a producer, I'm a singer, I'm, like, whatever, crazy people, you know, in LA, and then I was like, okay, these people are actually making money with different things. Maybe there is something that I could do as well for myself.
Mm.
And then I realized that I need to start pursuing something. I didn't know what.
Mm. I think I need to unpack this. I know many people are listening. Whenever I ask on social media or I ask inside of my membership, 50% of the people want to quit their job.
Yeah. A lot of people.
A lot of people. Quitting your job, I would say, takes a lot of courage.
Yeah, for sure.
How on earth did you quit your job and just said, like, I'm going to go with my boyfriend to LA? I don't know anybody. Did you speak English?
No. I went there to study English. With no reason. That was the best.
Did people call you crazy?
Yes. That was the easiest way to get into country. So I was like, I need to go to school. I didn't have a purpose, but now everything makes sense. Because I couldn't speak English 7 years ago.
Like, none?
Nothing. I was so bad at school. I couldn't speak. Mm-hmm. But that's why I was like, I didn't want to go to school. I didn't want to learn English, but I was like, okay, that's the easiest way to get into country. Cause it's very difficult to get to States to get a visa.
Yeah.
I was like, let me just, like, study something. And I went there to study English, and now everything makes sense. Cause I need to have the language.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So everything
you moved to a different country with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Ex-boyfriend. Yasmin is still singing.
Yeah.
Saying, okay, were you not scared?
Of course, but I was with him and I was like, it's easier.
Got it.
But then after the year, we came back to Finland, and then I had I was like, I don't want to go back to dental assistant job. Yeah. I didn't have anything else going on.
Yeah.
And then I was just working multiple jobs. I was like, okay, I want to learn sales. I went to do this telemarketer job or whatever. Yes. I was doing sales at the phone. And you know, that was fun. I was really good at that, actually. And I learned sales. I was working in the clothing store, everything. And then everything started from there.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that so much because those maybe... I just call them shitty jobs for a second. I think you would call them shitty. There's obviously nothing wrong with working 9 to 5 if that's the life you want. Yeah. Just, you know, there are also people who couldn't do it. And I think that's you and me. But those jobs probably taught you something that you can use now.
Yeah, a lot. Sales, first of all, being around people. I was like, dental assistant, not for me, and I need to try something else. I didn't know what I want, and I was like, I cannot sit at home and wait for something to happen and figure it out. I just need to... I was like, I'm going to get multiple jobs. I'm going to make the money from that, and I'm going to learn something new. I'm going to try something different. And then I was doing that for a few months, and I actually found something. And then I started to pursue my actual career, which is online, everything that I do now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was able to quit the jobs one by one.
And then you did multiple things. You told me also you did drop shipping.
Amazon FBA, that was a big thing. Sales, all kind of stuff online.
That is so important, I think, for people to listen to, because now they see you on social media and they see only one moment, you living in Bali.
Yeah, having the dream life.
The dream life, having millions of views on every single freaking reel.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mastered the skill, okay?
But you worked your ass off for such a long time. Yeah. It was not overnight success. It was
It's never an overnight success.
And learning through different experiences and taking risks.
Yeah.
I think I read this quote the other day. It basically said that the higher your goal is, the more comfortable you need to be with uncertainty.
Yeah.
And with taking risks.
Yeah.
And I see in your journey.
I have been fearless. I was like, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get somewhere.
Where's this mindset coming from?
I don't know. I have done everything differently than any other people that I grew up with. Uh-huh. Any other people that in my family or whatever. I don't know where it started. I think LA, living there, just like opened my eyes. And then, I did everything by myself. Everything. I didn't know anyone. I didn't know anything. Mm-hmm. I just started.
Oh, wow.
I met one person. He taught me a lot of things. Then we got into business. Then I learned another thing. Then I met another person. Then I tried new things. Then we started to make money. I was like, okay, I can quit my jobs. I can do this. I can do that. And my first number one goal was to work online and travel the world. That was my only goal.
And when you had that goal for the first time, how many people were following you on social media?
No, like...
Nobody.
A thousand. Yeah, because I was doing Instagram as a hobby back then. I've been on Instagram since it was launched, but I didn't know that you can grow or whatever.
I think this is so important for people to hear, because we live in a time where everybody wants it now, magic pill right now. I start posting today, and in 3 days I expect 1 million followers.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to sign up to the gym.
Yeah.
And in 2 weeks, I want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger have a six pack and be super fit and have a big booty. But
social media is full of, because we're there all the time, and all we see is overnight success stories. She grew this number. She started this business, this clothing line, this sold out, whatever businesses. But it's not the truth. The fact that you actually make your first post or your first launch or first business or sold out tickets or whatever, that's a year, like years and years of work. It's never an overnight success, even though they tell you that sometimes.
Yeah, there's this clip of Ed Sheeran where he was on a big talk show.
Yeah.
And he recorded himself when he started singing. And you're like, what? How is that the same person?
Really? But then I want to see that.
Yeah, no, it's it's what? This is you?
Mm.
I was like, after listening to this, I was like, maybe I have a chance. You sometimes hear me singing in the shower, right?
You today. I was like, Axel, Taylor Swift, I hear.
Yeah, I sing under the shower. Not embarrassing. I'm sorry. Do I get red? Probably. Yeah. Well, I sing under the shower now. What? But yeah, so he played this audio clip and it was horrible. And he, you know, this guy has, or like any musician, they've been practicing their whole life for a decade.
Yeah.
I always tell people, like, imagine, let's stick with fitness goal for a second. Imagine you would stick to a fitness routine, you would find a sport, and you do that sport for the next 10 years. Think of the result. But most people, they're like, January 1st, I'm going to sign up to the gym, and then they train 2 weeks, and like, nothing is changing.
Yeah.
I'm quitting.
Yeah. But most of the people, they don't succeed in anything. It doesn't need to be business. It can be anything because they quit.
Yeah.
They're motivated for a second because they see something or they hear something. And then I'm like, okay, let me try. Let me do it. But they quit.
Yes.
And I was like, when I started, I was like, I have a goal and I'm not going to stop before I achieve that. It doesn't matter how long it's going to take. And now, obviously, my goals have built up as well. Up until now, I have, you know, my crazy goals right now. But when I started, it was a small seed. It was just like, travel the world, make money online. Enough. I was like, if I make $2,000 online per month, I can live with that. I can travel with that. That's enough for me.
I have literally, I don't know if you can see it. It's 4K. Chill. I hope I have the goosebumps. I have the chills. Because the podcast is called Success Leaves Clues. And what I just heard is something that almost every single successful person has in common. Something that I like to call until mindset. You don't doubt yourself whether you achieve the goal or not. You're like, it's done. I don't know how,
but
I'm going to try. I don't know when, but I'm going to try until it's done, until I have achieved it. There is no, oh, maybe.
No.
Maybe usually leads to a town called nowhere. If there is a maybe, then I'm like, forget about it. Might as well just throw it away.
It doesn't matter how long it takes. You see it in the future. You're like, this is mine already. But I don't know exactly how I'm going to do it or who I'm going to do it with or whatever. I'm going to do it no matter what.
Yeah. This is what I want to do. The how?
Yeah.
You don't know how. If you would know how, it would be already done.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. Yeah. You know, that's the journey.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that is so, so important.
Yeah. So make notes. This is important. If you want to do something with your life, don't quit.
Don't
do something every single day. If you want to become fit or change your whatever, quit your job.
Yes.
Do something towards this goal every single day.
Yeah.
Even a small little goal.
Yes.
Whatever that is.
And that stuff adds up. Yeah. And at some point you look back and like, oh my gosh.
The little steps. 1%
little
better.
Freaking steps add up. In other words, be the person who has already manifested your biggest dreams.
Yeah.
Be the person who has already successfully achieved
what
you want to achieve and do exactly what they would do.
Yeah.
So if fitness is your number one goal, what would you do if you would be a super fit person? It sounds so simple, but that's the truth.
Yeah.
And if you do those things over and over again, you create fantastic results.
Yeah.
But most people, it's like, oh, magic pill. They don't understand. If you go to the gym today and you look into a mirror tomorrow, you look the same.
Yeah.
And then you do it again. You look the same again. Mm. You do it again. You still look the fucking same. Although you did everything correctly, right?
Yeah.
It just takes time. And the same, you know, in the business world, let's say, you know, they see you on Instagram, they start posting reels, they post the first reel, the second reel, the third reel. I'm sure there are a lot of people who say like, well, this is not working. Mm. I do everything that Yasmin is telling me to do. It's not working.
Yeah. I'm like giving another 6 months. Like, it doesn't matter. I post it. I have been posting on Instagram for years, but as a hobby. Because, like, being creative and taking photos is my hobby. I love it. I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I decided to finally do it, I'm like, now I see the potential. I see other people doing that. Why can't I? I can do it as well. So I was like, I will start post today with my strategy. Every single day I'll learn how to do it. And then I saw the first results, like, in 6 months. Like, good results. And then it starts to add up. And then everything just, like, blew up.
Yeah.
But I was like, I am committing to post every single day until that happens.
I think it's really important that you choose something that you actually enjoy, that you actually love doing.
Yeah.
But then you're completely right. Yeah. Like, you got to do it over and over again.
Yeah.
And there can't be this, like, maybe mentality.
No.
It's like, either you do it or you don't.
Yeah.
It's like, imagine a mother with her baby trying to teach the baby how to walk.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what? We're going to try a couple of times, but if it doesn't work...
We just quit.
We just stop. You know, mothers are like, my baby's going to try until we know how to walk.
Yeah.
And if my baby has to fall 17,000 times on his or her butt, so f***ing be it.
Yeah.
But we're going to try until. And I love that you brought that up. Mm. You talked about the importance of your surrounding.
Yeah.
And you coming from a tiny village in Finland.
Yeah.
Going to a place like LA where you meet crazy people.
Yeah.
How did that impact your whole mindset, your whole belief system?
When I met few of the most successful people, the most famous people on this planet, I realized that these people...
Did you meet Taylor Swift?
No, I'm sorry.
Do you believe one day I can have her on my podcast?
Yeah. Of course, Axel.
But I don't want to wait until she retired. I want to have her on... Like, I got work to do then.
Yeah.
Okay.
It can happen. Let me call her. We'll see what happens. I believe it's possible. Of course it's possible.
Of course.
Yeah.
Why not? So chickpeas can become hummus. I can interview Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Fact.
We'll catch her.
Taylor. You know, sometimes she surprises people, like random people.
Yeah. Manifest a little bit harder.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe her cousin is watching this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Who the hell? Back to your answer.
So when I met these people, one, like, the most successful people, the most important people, I was like, these people are not different than I am. I was like, this is just a normal dude. Like, you're normal. Like, there is nothing special in you. Obviously, everyone is special.
Yeah.
But I was like, there is nothing more in you than there is in me. And I was like, if this dude can do it, I can do it as well. Yeah. There is nothing that is stopping me. And that was honestly the biggest thing that changed for me.
I love that. In German, we have a saying, it would translate into, they are also just cooking with water.
Okay, never heard that, but okay.
Yeah, well, it's
makes
a German.
Okay, yeah.
What it basically says, they're all cooking with the same pot, or they all, you know, it's...
Yeah.
We all use water.
Yeah.
And that's also what I try to explain to people.
Mm.
I'm not better than you. I'm not like smarter, more talented. I've done the reps.
Yeah.
I've done this. I've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah.
Of course I'm good at it.
Yeah.
I'm not good at dancing because, or well, like, you know, salsa or something. I've never done it. So you being in LA... made you understand it's possible for you because
if they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah. I like to tell people sometimes it's a bit triggering, but it's also part of our job to trigger people. Mm. Like, we don't do a good job if we don't trigger anybody.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you need to trigger people. Mm-hmm. When you tell people, or at least that's for me, when people at family gatherings or friends and like, how much money do you make? I love that question. Oh, and I tell them, I'm like...
Do they ask that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. What are you bringing? Is Taylor Swift coming?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then. No, it's all good. It's all good. Thank you for checking. Dang it. My heart.
Aww.
Imagine.
No,
I was like, Yasmin.
Taylor in Bali?
Why not?
Let's invite her.
Yeah. Back to the question. What was I? The thing that I tell people is someone who is less talented than you are, and less gifted, is already doing the very thing that you want to do.
Yeah.
So it's possible for you.
Yeah.
If someone else has done it, you can probably do it as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened in your brain when you saw LA. You're like, they're not smarter.
Yeah.
They're not more gifted or talented, or maybe some people are. They're not more hardworking. It's possible for me. If they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, exactly. If I see a person, my friend, he owns a hotel, like a few hotels. I'm like, huh? Really? Like, you own a hotel?
Yeah.
I never thought that I could be on that side
Yes.
of the people. Yeah. I'm the one who is working. You know, I think about, could I have a job in this hotel? But I don't think if I could own the hotel.
Yeah.
But now, obviously, because now I built the mindset of an entrepreneur for years and years and years. Now I'm like, I'm going to own the hotel. Of course. Yes. Like, you know?
It's possible.
And I'm going to hire the people and I'm the boss.
1,000,000%. And it's so, so, so important. There's this quote by Jim Rohn. You're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with.
Yes.
And I find it, like, my life changed when I started changing the people around me.
So what did you do?
I spent time, first of all, I'm from a tiny village.
Welcome to the
like
club.
It's called WC. Like the, you know, WC, like the toilet, WC.
No, I don't know.
You have never?
No.
WC?
Like, no.
No?
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
A toilet.
Okay.
No, anyway, I love that. It's a pretty village, you know, okay. But it's like 9,000 people and mm-hmm. everybody knows each other. I love that place.
Same.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. But it was just not for me. Like from very early on, I knew like I have this calling. Anyways, what did I do? I started to travel. Seeing different cultures, meeting different people was so important. Leaving my hometown was probably one of the most important things I've ever freaking done.
Same for me.
I started listening to podcasts of people that are a million steps ahead of me.
Yeah, have you what you want to have.
Exactly. People who already have what I want to have. I would read their books, I would listen to their podcasts, and I've done that. I mean, I'm 28 now, started when I was 18, listening to podcasts, reading books. Mm-hmm. I made it a habit to feed my mind for at least 30 minutes per day. And I've been doing that for 10 years. So the amount of books that I've read, the amount of podcasts that I've listened to is absolutely bananas.
Yeah.
And that's one way of spending time with inspiring people. Everybody can do that.
Yeah.
But there is this victim mindset of like, oh, I don't have inspiring friends. And that's one way of doing life. Mm-hmm. You can complain. You can whinge. You can whine.
Yeah.
Or you can say, okay, well, this is the reality right now. This is how it is.
Yeah.
Let me change it. And I'm not a stone.
What are my favorite quotes? Whatever you don't change, you choose.
Mm.
So if you choose to stay with those people, that's what you are them. You are your friends. So it's like if all your friends are drinking on the weekends, you are drinking on the weekends. If all of your friends are fit, you're probably fit. If they are business owners, you're probably one of them.
Mm. Yeah, 1,000,000%. I think we spoke about it recently. I noticed how if I spend time with people who are very... I mean, nowadays, all of my friends are super, super inspiring. But I notice how, like, even my sleep habits change depending on who I spend time with.
Yeah.
My eating habits change as well.
Yeah.
Like, if you have someone who is obviously very health conscious and stuff, you know, and you live with those kind of people, you adjust.
Yeah.
It is very tricky. I think I will have a couple of young people who will text me, Axel, but I live with my parents. Axel, I live with my family.
Mm.
What can I do? Yasmin, what can I do?
Spend time alone. Isolate yourself and find those people. That's what you have to do. And listen to those podcasts.
Mm.
But if you live with, like, let's say you live with your parents or you live with someone because you cannot afford to move out or whatever,
mm-hmm.
then you have to make more money.
Yeah.
Then you have to figure out the way to make more money. It's so simple.
Yeah.
It's not simple, but it's simple. So
yes.
You have to work towards that. Make more money, move out. Then I find new people. If you feel like, okay, there is no people in my tiny village, you have to find the money to travel.
Yeah.
You have to move abroad. You have to go abroad.
Yes.
The people are not there.
Yes. It's simple. It's for sure not always easy.
No, it's not never easy.
But if you, especially as an entrepreneur, if you have this entrepreneurial ambition, you need a different mindset. And it's one way you can say, like, there's something that I really want. Let's say Taylor Swift tickets. No, like you wanna travel to this place, or you wanna invest into this camera, whatever.
Yeah.
You can say, oh, I can't afford it, I can't afford it, I can't afford it. Or
how can I afford it?
How can I afford it? And then you work for it. And if it takes 6 months, so be it. But there are like so many people just focusing like, I can't do this, and this whole victim mentality of like, I can't, and I have it so hard, and blah blah. I get it.
Yeah.
Like I know there is, we both are really privileged.
Yeah.
You grew up in Finland, I grew up in Germany, safe countries. I get it. However, the mindset doesn't get you out of there, even if it's a bit harder. Like I could have blamed so many people, so many things in my life, in my childhood, that were not fair at all. But it doesn't help. It doesn't get you out of that.
When you grew up, did you have friends or family members or someone around you who was like doing what you do now? Or did you just figure it out everything by yourself?
No, I have a sister who is one of the most inspiring people on planet Earth. And I remember her gifting me this book. She gifted me Money and the Law of Attraction and Money and The Secret. She said, Axel, read those books. Don't judge the books. Whatever resonates with you, keep it. The rest, ignore. I read those books probably like 6 or 7 times. I read this book, Law of Attraction, every single day. Like just a couple pages to remind me, oh, okay, the most important thing is that I feel good. The most important thing is that I focus on what I want. Keep it freaking simple.
Yeah.
But seeing her, unbelievable. Like the amount of courage she has, and I saw it paid off.
Yeah.
She did crazy things.
Yeah.
I don't know if she ever spoke about it publicly.
You have to invite her here.
Yeah, well, one day I will.
Yeah.
One day I will, for sure. She had the dream to become a model.
Yeah.
And so many people told her, it's not possible, you're not pretty enough, which is absolutely crazy. If you see her, to editor's notes, please put a picture of my sister right here. She's unbelievably gorgeous. She's so beautiful. And people told her, like one casting director after the next one, no, you're not pretty enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not pretty enough. What she did is she went with her book, her model book, I think it's called.
Yeah, portfolio.
Yeah, portfolio. She went to one casting director after the other, literally by herself, in person. That's how much she wanted. No, 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 until someone said yes.
Yeah.
Until one person said yes. She became a very successful model.
Amazing.
And then she said, okay, I've achieved that. I want to become an actress. Same thing happened. You're not good enough. You're a model. You didn't study this. Blah, 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 blah. She said, okay, well, then I'm going to go to a private school and become an actress. I learn it and then I do it. Mm-hmm. So she did it. And I will let her tell the story because it's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
But the commitment, that's something I learned from her. This commitment to, if it's important enough, I will find a way. And if there is no way, I'll just make a way. I'll create my own way. And she literally did that. She, long story short, she became a very successful actress. Mm. She played in some of the most successful movies in Germany all time.
Wow.
Took us to like, you know, the fancy parties, and like you see all the stars and you're like, what the heck?
Mm.
So for me, seeing that, she's literally a role model of mine. Seeing that, okay, it's rewarded to be courageous. Even if people tell you it's a stupid idea and get a safe job. Even if that's the case and you still listen to your heart, it's going to be rewarded.
Yeah.
And those same people will admire you afterwards and they will ask you, how the heck did you do it?
Exactly. The number of people, when I was still younger and trying to figure out what I'm going to do, people just say, choose this because it's safe. It's easy. You're definitely going to get a job. It's too risky. When I was talking about what if I do this or that, they were like, no, that's too risky.
Yes.
Too saturated. Too, like, you never know. I'm like, perfect.
Yes.
Amazing. But nothing is too saturated. Nothing. There is everything already for everyone.
Exactly.
But it's all about, like, how many coaches is out there?
Yeah.
It's all about people buy from you.
Exactly. And everything is risky as well.
Yeah, of
everything
course.
Is risky.
Yeah.
You leave the house, that's risky. You're yeah. jumping on the bike, that's risky. Marrying someone.
100%, that's very risky.
Risky. Starting a relationship, risky. Starting a business,
yeah.
risky.
Yeah.
Investing, very risky.
Very.
And so is everybody, everything else. And yeah. also, I love this. This is a quote by Jim Rohn. I've been quoting him today a lot of times. Love this guy. Wait until they hand you the bill for not taking the risk.
Yeah.
Wait until you get the bill for not investing. Wait until you get the bill for not taking the freaking risk.
Yeah.
And on that bill, it says regret. Like if you want to do something and you don't do it just because it's risky.
That's my biggest fear. Like if I wouldn't have taken the risk, if I would have listened to those people.
And it's even with tiny things, when you see someone and you want to talk to that person mm-hmm. and you don't do it because it's risky or you are afraid. Afterwards, you feel regret.
Yeah. People keep messaging me all the time on social media, like asking, how did you overcome the fear? How did you put yourself out there? How did you find the courage to move abroad by yourself, like alone as a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Start the business. How did you do all of that alone? And mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm crazy, maybe, but I'm also fearless. And what is the worst thing that could happen?
Mm-hmm.
If I fail, I can always go back.
Yes.
I will always get the same job at the telemarketer or the dental assistant. Mm-hmm. I can always go back. What is the worst thing that could happen?
Mm-hmm.
But what if I succeed? What if it works out?
Mm.
And now I'm here.
Mm.
It works out.
Mm.
It does. As long as you don't give up.
As long as you don't give up. Were there a couple of moments since, I mean, social media is a highlight reel in most cases. Mm. What were like maybe one or two moments where you thought like, oh, dang it, shit hit the fan and I don't know if I can do it. Did you ever have those moments where it's like...
During these 6 years, when I have been running my random online businesses, mm-hmm. I swear to God, the weirdest thing that we have done, like, not weird, but like, you know, mm-hmm. selling random stuff and so on, I... Like all the businesses failing after failing. I was like, what am I going to do next? I don't know. Mm-hmm. So yes, I mm-hmm. have that. I was broke. Mm-hmm. I was like, there is nothing left for me. I was like counting the pennies if I can buy food. I'm privileged enough that I could like always call my parents and be like, okay, I'm in trouble. I need help.
Mm-hmm.
But I was too proud to do that. So I was mm-hmm. like, let me just figure it out. So I've been going through a lot in that way.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
But you always find a way.
I have the same thing. Like
I
even had that as a child when I lost. Do you know what a memory card is? Mm. Of course, you're not
yeah.
stupid.
Yeah.
No. No, I was talking about a memory card. Of there was a. Do you remember PlayStation? Of course, right?
Yeah, of course.
So there were those memory cards that you needed to play a game and continue playing the game because it was stored on this memory card.
Yeah.
And anyways, I had the memory card of a friend.
Right.
And he was like 5 years older and I was a bit scared of him. I lost that memory card and it was 15 euro. And he said, well, you got to repay me. I'm like, what do you mean? I don't have 15 euro. I'm a child. I was like, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7. I'm like, I'm going to do this. And I would know if I would tell, I can't ask my father. That's impossible. Like, forget about
yeah.
it. He'd kill me. So how can I make 15 euro? And what I did is in Germany, you have this. That was one of my first businesses.
Mm.
If you bring a plastic bottle, if you buy a bottle, like a plastic bottle at the supermarket, you get you pay 25 cent deposit. When you return it, you get it back.
Right.
So I collected those bottles. I went everywhere, train station, the bottles at home. I would steal it because my biggest competitor at my home was my brother because he found the same system. You
wow.
know? So I had to be earlier, I had to be faster, I had to, you know.
That's cute though.
Really cute. Yeah. Back then it wasn't cute. He didn't like it. A bit of competition made us both better. And so I'd collect those bottles until I had like 12 euro. And he gave me a deadline as well. I think like 3 days or something. Otherwise, I'll tell your father. What a friend. But anyways, I'm like, I have 12 euro. I didn't manage to get the 15. And he's like, oh, it's fine. I'm not angry with you. It's fine. I was like, okay, well, and it taught me a really important lesson that if I want something, I can, you know, either...
You will find a way.
I'll find a way. I'll make it happen.
Yeah.
And the same thing, I wanted to go on a holiday with one of my first... No, it was my first real girlfriend. We've been together for like 6 years. And she had somewhat of a wealthy family. And they went on a holiday and she's like, do you want to come? I'm like, I would love to come. She's like, yeah, it's 900 euro. I'm like...
900?
How much? And you know, back then, 900, that's maybe like today, it's probably like more like 1700 or like 2000.
Yeah.
And I was 15.
Yeah.
I was like, well, how the heck how will I make 900 euros? I don't, like, I can't ask my parents, it's impossible. Mm. I can ask my father if I can go on the holiday, but I have to tell him, like, I can afford it, I pay for it. There's no way that I get the money, like, forget about it. Mm. So I worked my butt cheeks off during my summer holiday in this printing factory every single day, 6 a.m. till 2. I would wake up at 5, I'd go there, and I'd do this over and over again until I had the money to go on this very boring freaking hotel.
Worth holiday. It?
No, it was nice. It was worth it for sure. But it was a bit boring. Like at the end. It was like 2 weeks in the same hotel.
Like a resort.
Yeah. Like at some point I could not see the food anymore. I was like, okay, done that. Been there, done that. But it was a nice lesson. It's like, okay.
A pressure. I need to do X, Y, Z. I need to,
I want to do
figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. You learn.
That's like work ethic.
Yeah.
And I'm really, looking back, I'm really grateful that I was raised that way, that I that not everything was handed to me.
Yeah.
And that not everything was super easy for me.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, this is a challenge. Go fix it. Go find a way.
So for you, when you started your career.
Yeah.
What was your number one goal back then?
If I can just do what I love. Mm. Which was coaching and still is, helping people.
Yeah.
If I can just do that full time and be able to pay for food and accommodation, I'm happy.
Yeah.
My first income goal, I shared it on social media, and there are still a couple of people, I call them my OGs, they still remember those times where I said, like, my first income goal with my online business is 500 euro because I lived on 5 euro per day.
Wow. Where?
Well, everywhere. But I remember traveling through India and I traveled and I spent 5 euro per day.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, so 5 euro per day. And then some days I probably want to spend a bit more and I want to go to the gym. So if I say 500, I should be fine. You know, I also have other expenses, health insurance, blah, 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 blah. So 500, that would be my first income goal for my online business. That would be amazing. And I worked on the site.
Yeah.
That was if I can just spend my day and pay everything and I don't have to do anything else, that'd be outstanding.
And how long did it take to achieve that goal?
I think
back in the days.
I had the vision for like a couple of years, but then when I made the decision to actually go for it and do it and quit everything else, I think it took me a couple months.
Yeah.
To actually make it happen. But I worked my butt cheeks off to make it happen.
Yeah.
It could have been a lot easier if I would have been not so stubborn and more open for help.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people who can literally just sit down with you for a couple of hours. If you are willing to listen and you're willing to learn, you can save a couple of years. Just do this, do this, do this. Yeah. It doesn't have to be so hard.
I think at this point we both understand the value of having a mentor, having someone to teach you, so you can do everything faster and not having all the bumps in the road. Because someone, if I, for example, I know already, let's say I do coaching, Instagram coaching, I know exactly how to build a personal brand, how to grow socials, how to start making money, all of these things. I know how to do it. So why, like, someone, if you want to learn that, learn from me. Like, yeah, I know, I can help you.
Yeah.
I can really help you. I know how to do it.
Yeah.
So why not, like, take advice from someone who already did it and not just, like, trying to figure it out everything on your own? Mm. The same for you.
I mean, if you can afford it, of course, do it.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you want to start... You told me I want to start playing paddle tennis. The first thing I told you is, like, get a paddle coach who tells you how to hold the racket.
And I did.
And you did?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't listen. I didn't know. Yeah. It was like 2 months ago already.
Okay.
I got one lesson, yeah.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like the same thing when you learn how to ski or go with someone who knows how to ski.
Exactly.
Or how to snowboard so that you don't break your freaking legs.
Exactly.
And that you don't, you know, it's just so much more fun if you actually know how to do it.
Yeah.
And the same thing is, you know, you just save so much time and pain as well. And getting the surrounding yourself back to surrounding yourself with inspiring people. Surround yourself with people who have already achieved what you're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
Who are ahead of you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's one of the best things you can probably do. Not just for your energy, but also you learn so much. And those other people, for them, it's important as well to mentor someone and have people around who have that hunger.
Yeah.
And so you both benefit from each other.
Yeah.
Because 100%. What you probably have, like, when, especially when you start, you have drive, you have hunger,
mm-hmm.
and other people will then look at you and like, oh, this is nice. Like, I want to be, there's like musicians who see upcoming stars, they support them because they also see like, oh, I know they will be big.
Yeah.
And I know this is also benefiting me to surround myself with this fresh energy of people who are going to crush it.
Yeah, uplifting conversations, just having goals and like something to talk about. Like if you really want to achieve something, you have to surround yourself with those people who want to achieve something as well.
Yeah.
Like not the lazy, boring people who don't do anything with their lives.
Mm-hmm. If they're happy, beautiful.
That's beautiful, of course. But if you have a dream, that dream is in your head for a reason.
That
it isn't there for a reason, and you have to do that.
If I'm listening right now and I have a dream, I probably haven't told anybody about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of quitting my job, I'm maybe even thinking of moving abroad, which becomes a thing nowadays.
Yeah,
I get it. I'm thinking of moving abroad, I want to do something, maybe even online, whatever. Like, I have a dream. But I'm scared. I'm scared of quitting my job. I'm scared of the uncertainty. I'm scared of what my friends and parents will say. And that's probably the biggest thing. What the heck am I supposed to do, Yasmin?
You have to take risks. You just have to do that. And what is the worst thing that could happen, as I said before? But at the same time, don't be stupid. Like, get a remote job. Something that is going to secure your income. Something that is going to pay your living. It's so easy nowadays to get an online job. It was like, when we started, it was so much harder. Nowadays, after COVID, for example, everyone understood how easy it is to work online.
Mm-hmm.
And also companies and everyone, they have remote workers. So get an online job. Just go for a few months, go for a month, go for a week at first, and then you can go back home. And then if you liked it, then resign your apartment, sell your stuff like I did and like you did, and just go. And you can do baby steps, but don't be stupid and just be like, oh, I'm going to figure it out. Let me just quit my job and leave and don't go back and da-da. You don't have to do that big step, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can just start little steps. Go on our first solo trip.
Yes.
Alone. Get a remote job. Start from there.
That's actually something I did. I worked as a virtual assistant while I was building my coaching job for a different, it was like, they did social selling. So like an agency.
Kind
of. I learned so much for myself. I was the happiest because I was traveling. I was making
working
enough.
Online,
working online. I could be wherever I want to be. I could go to the gym. I could work whenever the heck I would want to work. The people I worked with, so inspiring. And nowadays, it's so ridiculously easy to find those kind of jobs.
Yeah.
Like, my friends are always asking me all the time, like, hey, Axel, can you, is there someone who can do this for me? a VA, a yeah. PA. Like back when I started, this wasn't a thing.
No. It's so easy now. People keep messaging me all the time. Like, how can I work online like you do? I'm like, there is like, just have go you Googled there. It? Google, go to LinkedIn, go to find people, message me. Ask, what can I do for you? Like, yeah. You know, I'm not going to hire.
I'm not going to answer, but you can still
actually,
ask.
Actually, I'm not going to hire anyone. But, you know, yeah. Just put yourself out there. Go yeah. for it. Do something. Send 10 emails every single day. Someone is going to say yes. And then you get it. Then you can quit your job and go. Good. Yeah. Boom.
For that, you need a proper mindset.
Yeah.
I think how do you always say, it sounds like a you problem.
That sounds like a you problem.
Yeah. If you... you need to take responsibility and you need to start, you know, doing the things. You can sit there and dwell and blah 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 blah. Nothing is going to change unless you take action.
No, most of people sit there, complain, watch other people succeeding. In social media, it's so easy. Oh, this person, I wish I could be her. Just, you can be her. We're not special. We're not doing anything. I'm nobody.
Yeah.
I just made a decision. I'm like, yeah, that's what I want to do.
You've done the reps.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know the number when I check your social media profile. When it comes to reels, like, I think I can call you, like, the real queen or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, you like that?
Proud.
A real goddess or something. It just looks unbelievably beautiful. Probably if I go to this number, top left corner, the amount of times you posted... 700, 800?
800, probably,
800 times, 800 reps.
Yeah.
Imagine you go 800 times to the gym.
Exactly. In the beginning, you don't even know how to work out. Like, you don't know what to do at the gym. You don't know how to make your first reel. You are probably going to suck.
Yes.
And that's also what's stopping people, because they're like, oh, I'm not good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was not good at either.
So long story short... If you can't beat the fear, just do it scared.
Yeah.
It obviously, now it's really easy for us to say because we've done it already.
Mm.
What would be maybe some, what would you tell Yasmin if she would be sitting right over here, you're 28 now, right?
Yeah.
So we're almost the same age. Yasmin, 22, 21, when she just started, what would be one piece of advice that you would give her to get to where you are faster?
That's a very nice question.
Thank you. It's my job.
I was expecting that I would have an answer.
I can sing in the meanwhile and you think about something.
Right.
In the middle of the night.
I don't know. I feel like took action and I was working so hard. There was even months or even a year that I told my friends that don't invite me to anything anymore, because I was like, I need to work.
Mm-hmm.
I was working nonstop every single day. I didn't have a day off for like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like chilling. I'm still working hard, but I'm like chilling.
Mm-hmm.
But because my mindset has shifted and also like my business different. Anyway, I feel like I was working very hard. But I feel maybe.
So would you tell her to chill more?
I don't know. I feel like maybe like I was also doing self development. I was also listening to podcasts and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there is something that I could have done differently.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I just wish that I would have started earlier. But that's something that we cannot change.
Yeah.
And everything happens exactly as it should, and for a reason. So.
I would.
What about if
I
you?
What I would tell Yasmin.
Oh, will you tear yourself?
I would tell Yasmin to enjoy the journey, because one day you will look back and you will say, this was one of the most exciting things I've ever done.
Yeah.
Like, there is something special and romantic about starting something new from scratch. And it can be, I love it when someone tells me, you can't do that. You won't be able to achieve
that's
that.
That's just fuel. When people say doubting me, I'm like, give me more. Yeah.
Please, it's gonna be so much fun to just meet you once it's done.
Yeah.
To shake your hand and like,
look,
remember?
Yeah.
Remember?
When you go to this family meeting and then the feeling you have after, you're like, oh, I just want to show them.
Mm.
There is nothing wrong with that, I think.
Huh. Well, there is something. I don't even mean it like in the evil no. way. I just find it very entertaining. I love it when people tell me it's not possible. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Watch me.
Now I have like more motivation to do it.
Mm.
It's not possible. Okay. That's, wait.
That's just give me your opinion.
And I would tell Yasmin to chill.
Yeah.
You can work, but there's also too much work.
Yeah.
And the most important thing is that you feel good. That you know what you want. That you for sure never give up. If it's your dream and it's so important to you, you got to protect that dream.
Mm-hmm.
So keep working so focused and keep being so dedicated to it. But make sure you chill.
Yeah. I don't think there was a moment. Of course, I was doubting myself when I was failing. Yeah. I was like, what am I going to do? How am I going to pay my rent next month? I was like, I don't know, but I will always figure it out. I don't think there was a moment, like a long period of time, that I was really doubting myself. I was like, maybe I'm just delusional. I was like, I will make it happen.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's delusional. I think you believe in your ability to figure things out.
Yeah.
That's like one of your core beliefs, and I share that belief.
Yeah. But as you said, maybe chilling more, because now I have like a different point of view of how I build my life and what's my work-life balance and what is actually important in life. It's not about just working. It's about enjoying and also building passive income streams and mm-hmm. stuff like that. That's going to allow you to live more and spend time with your friends, go on the beach, do something that you like and spend the days as you like.
Yeah. I mean, I see a couple. If there would be young Axel, I would tell him, listen, buddy. When you are at work, be at work. If you're at the beach, be at the beach. Don't stress about work when you are at the beach.
Yeah.
Just chill. Enjoy. It's all going to work out.
Yeah.
And the most important thing is, again, that you feel good, that you focus on what you want.
Yeah.
And then it will happen. It's just it's inevitable. It already happened. Time just hasn't caught up yet.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Again, back to this advice, be the person who has already manifested what you want.
Yeah.
Act, make the same decisions, show up as that version already, and it will be. If you would tell that to someone who's not fit, and that's their main goal, if you do the things that your higher self would be doing, would be their standard.
Yeah.
In other words, if you raise your standard,
you're
going to be a fit person if you do the things. I don't think it always has to be so complicated. It's not so complicated. It's actually very simple and very straightforward. We just make it so complicated and we ask like, oh, what is the right fat burner? What is the right blah, blah, blah.
Doing research
for like 700 years, the same on social media. Like, what is the best song, trendy song I should just freaking post
just
that reel.
Something.
Just do something
just
for
make
now.
Post. The reel is not good, but just post it.
Just post it and then do it better and then do it better and then do it better. And one day you'll say, oh, thank you, God, that I actually did it.
Yeah. That's how you become better. That's how you will figure it out.
Mm. Yasmin, this podcast is called Success Leaves Clues. Mm-hmm. And I have the vision that, so I collect success recipes. Mm-hmm. I collected a couple of your success recipes today. Mm-hmm. I believe in my ability to figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
If I want something, I will always find a way. And if I can't find the way, I'll make a way. I heard that you say quitting for you is not an option when you want something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do it until. There's no question.
Regardless, yeah. Anyway.
There's no question. Yeah. There's a person, there's a book, there's a course, there's a coach, something or someone that can get me there.
Yeah.
Surround yourself with people who inspire you.
Yeah.
So again, podcast 1515, make a wish. I make a wish. So the wish that I have is one day I write this book, Success Leaves Clues, put all of the success recipes, health, wealth, relationships, the best advice into one book. You can choose one or two of those categories, health, wealth, or relationship. What is some advice that you would like to pass on?
I think, a lot of things. I can come up with so many, like, how much time we have?
14 minutes.
No. Honestly, I feel like one thing that has been on my mind recently, if you have some dream in your head, something that you can visualize, it can be in business, it can be in relationship, your future, how it looks like. If you can visualize something, that is in your head for a reason. And just don't give up on that dream. Like, there is a reason why you dream about that thing. You don't dream about becoming a president, because that's not for you. But you dream about becoming, owning a farm, or having your own clothing line. You dream about that. That's in your head. So that is in your head for a reason.
I love
you
that.
You have to pursue
I'm
that.
I'm just asking myself, like, what do I dream about?
I have a vision for my future, for everything.
Well, me too, but I'm like, what are maybe even things that where I doubt myself that I'm capable of it? Or like, you know what I mean? You're like, dreams that make me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So if I, well, not anymore, but for a long time, I was like writing a book, having a best-selling book.
But you are dreaming about those things. And
I dream about those things for a reason.
Yet? Huh? Have you done that yet?
What?
Writing the best-selling book.
I'm going to Mallorca in a week and we're writing a book.
Yeah, so you are going to do it.
Yes. I know it's going to happen. I just know.
Yeah.
That I already know. But like, back to interviewing Taylor Swift. That'd be a goal that I would have to work. Not just like that kind of level.
Yeah.
But I think if I would meet people who have already done that, I don't think that I'm less intelligent.
Yeah.
I'm probably equally hardworking, so I can do it.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
But it's a dream. But I like this whole thinking of like, if it's in your head, it's there for a reason.
I feel, because there is a reason. For example, for me, I dream about having a beach house. I can visualize I will be there with my future husband, with my kid, with my little puppy. I have a brown poodle that I'm going to get. It's very clear. I see how it looks like. I see how it is.
I can't wait for that reel that you're going to make. You use that clip in a couple of years when it happens. And you're like...
I can see it. It's there. I can see it in my head.
I love that.
But I don't dream about having a penthouse in New York, because that's not for me. I don't dream about that.
Yeah.
But even though that would be so cool... But that's not something for me. So I feel like, because it's so clearly in my head, that's for me. And it's waiting for me. And I'm just like waiting it to happen. Just
something I write down. You just said it. I loved it. If I can see it in my head, I can hold it in my hands.
Yeah.
I love that.
So then do actions that will take you there. Obviously, everything, the universe, the God, whatever, is going to bring you at some point.
Yes.
But you still have to do some actions and become the version that is going to attract those things as well.
Yeah.
If you dream about having a life like partner, your husband, I need to become that person that I feel like that I can attract.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to get that if I'm not, if I want to have a partner who is fit and I'm not fit myself. Well, that's a bad example, but you don't know what I mean.
Yeah. 1,000,000%.
I need to become that first and work towards that, and then I will attract everything that I want.
Yeah, you need to embody it. You only need to, you know, raise the standard.
Yeah.
Do the things your higher self would do.
Yeah.
So I liked your example. Like, if you're not fit and you want to be fit,
then you're like, I want to have a husband with six pack.
Oh. Do the things a fit person would do.
Yeah. Then if you sit at home and eat pizza every day, it's probably not going to happen.
Exactly. Okay, so I wrote that down. Health, wealth, relationships.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Everybody wants to know also now, what is your dream husband?
My dream husband?
Yeah.
It's in my head. I can see it.
What do we see? If I'd be a fly in your head, what would I see?
It's hard to explain. Or maybe I just stole it. No, like, I can feel that because I have very like high standards for for myself.
As you should.
As I should for my health, how I look like, what kind of life I have.
Same.
For every single aspect of my life, I'm very hard on myself sometimes, of course, as well, which is kind of sometimes it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a vision, and that's also, I can see my partner. I can see what kind of connection we have. Because I see so many couples failing with their relationship, marriage failing, like just they're not really like madly in love and stuff like that. And I just want that so bad. Like I feel like my relationship will be the most happy, amazing relationship. And I can feel the connection. It's crazy, but I can see it.
Hmm. Any other advice you would like to add to this book? Health, wealth, relationships. I think it was already brilliant. If I can,
we have yeah.
Oh, there's a lot. Like this is a podcast episode that I wish I would have listened to as someone who's like when I started, when I was in my early 20s, I wanted to do my own thing. That is almost like you're gonna save a couple of years if you do the things that we just told you to do. A, you will get to your goal, and B, you will save a couple of years if you do those things. Yeah. I just hope people take action.
Yeah, maybe what I want to emphasize is just write down your goals today.
Mm.
Make Most a list people of don't your do goals. That. Yeah, do it today. If you're listening, do it today.
Do it right now.
Do it right now. Yeah.
To book the flight.
Book the flight right now.
Yeah, Yasmin and I, we speak in TikTok memes. Book the flight.
German, English, and TikTok.
Yeah.
And
German, English, and TikTok.
And Taylor Swift.
And Taylor. Yeah.
But like, yeah, write down your goals and start making, like doing the action steps today.
Yeah, I can't believe when someone tells me like I don't have a list of goals.
Yeah. Like when you
It's like a pilot who's like, yeah, well, I don't know where I'm flying to.
Yeah. No,
we're going somewhere.
Exactly.
Great.
Yeah.
When I want to be on that plane.
When you have your dinner tonight, are you going to watch Netflix or are you going to watch a YouTube video that explains everything that you need to know about your future business? I don't know. Something, you know, do the steps today.
Yeah, it's so important that you take action. Oh, there's so many people listening and watching and listening and never do anything because they're scared.
I know.
The thing
and
is,
that's okay.
That's okay. We're all scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared all the time.
But we're just crazy.
I do it. I'm not crazy. Well, I am crazy.
I'm crazy.
But I do it anyways.
Yeah. What is the worst thing that could happen?
You fail and then what?
Whatever. Who cares? We're just...
You fail and then what? You do it again? I said it already a couple of weeks ago, but I don't believe in failure.
Mm.
I only believe in results.
No.
I do something, it doesn't, like, do you know how many businesses I started or how many ideas I had that were just garbage, that just didn't go anywhere? But I learned something from it, which helped me in the future.
Exactly.
It's like saying, look, all my past relationships, they were all a waste of time.
No.
What?
You learn from them.
You learn, you grow.
Exactly.
And that will help you for your next relationship and your own personal growth.
Yeah.
There is not such a thing as failure.
No.
Just freaking do it. If you do something, you have an idea and it doesn't work out, okay, so what?
Yeah. I saw this quote today. It said, when a door closes,
I think Jay Shetty said that, right?
Yeah, but a window opens and don't stay focused on the closed door. Look at the window.
That is open, yeah.
Yeah, so there is always something else coming up. If you break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend, there is something else then for you. Then that's not for you. You learn something good, that was something in your life, but then there is something else for you. That didn't work out for a reason.
Yeah, trust and faith.
Yeah.
That there is...
It's going to work out.
It's going to work out. You it's can not all, that serious. Like, we could probably spend 3.5 hours looking back at things that didn't work out in the past.
Yeah.
And we were maybe sad or mad about it. And now we are so happy that it did not happen.
Exactly.
Or it happened at a different time.
Exactly.
So knowing that, we can have some faith that when things don't work out and you really tried and it just didn't work out, okay, something else, something better is waiting.
Yeah. That's like always in my head. I'm like, if this doesn't work out, perfect.
Good.
I'm happy because there is something better for me coming up. How exciting.
Yasmin, do you want to have kids?
Yes.
Maybe one day they will listen to this interview. They will listen to this.
And I have a baby.
You have a baby here.
Oh, God. let me find husband first.
Yeah, first we need the husband.
Yeah.
And then, well, no. First we need the t-shirt for me.
Yeah. You're going to scare them away.
I'm going to scare them away. Yeah. I'm going to scare them away. We need the t-shirt first. Then we need a husband, and then you can have kids.
Yeah.
So if that happens, is there something, if they listen to this, or even the kids of your kids, and for some, and the kids of your kids' kids, whatever, one piece of advice, the best piece of advice you have ever received. I sound so dramatic. Wow.
Yeah, now that is a pressure.
Right? One piece. Imagine your kids are sitting there and they're listening to what you're saying. It's like, who's that good-looking German guy?
It's like, who's that dude?
Does he have kids?
The best piece of advice
you would like to pass on to them?
Can I write a book about this? I want to put my all the...
It's a good book.
I want to put all the advice there.
Something you maybe learned in life, or something life taught you.
I feel like, well, we said so many things already. I feel like if I have to pick one.
Yeah, just one that's coming from your heart.
Don't give up on that dream. I want to repeat it over and over again. Just go for it. There is so many things I could say, but I think that's just on my mind within the last few days. I even texted my friend today. I was like, this is so good. And then I listened, she sent me a podcast episode. I was like, she said the exact same thing, talking about the dream that is in your head. I feel like, yeah, I want to stick with that today.
I love that.
What about you, Axel? Give us one piece of advice, the best one that you got.
The best one that I
got? No pressure. So many of them.
There's so many, and I shared already a couple pieces of advice, but maybe if my kids would watch that, I would want them to
stop caring about other people's opinions.
Probably not gonna do that. I would want them to enjoy life, because they're probably gonna be as crazy ambitious as I am. Maybe not, but it doesn't matter what they do. Like, I don't care what they do, as long as they have fun. It has a positive impact. And for me, the most important thing is actually enjoy. Have a good time. One of the best pieces of advice, I shared it earlier. It sounds so simplistic, but it's so true. The most important thing is that you feel good. Yeah. The most important thing is that you feel good. Because when you feel good, you make better decisions.
Yeah.
When you make better decisions, you get better results.
I love that.
I made that mistake. I have to be so honest. I remember saying that, if I get there, then I will be happy and grateful.
This is me. I admit that as well.
I will be successful once I achieve that. And I worked my ass off. I worked my ass off and I achieved it. And I'm like, oops, I missed out.
Yeah.
I could have enjoyed the whole freaking journey and I didn't do it.
Yeah.
And I would even say, could have done it faster if, instead of saying, if I achieve XYZ, I'll be happy and grateful. I'm happy and grateful right now so that I can achieve XYZ, so that XYZ can happen.
Yeah.
So I would tell my kids, like, hey, the most important thing is that you have fun, that you feel good, that you focus on what you want.
Yeah.
But that you always, your base is abundance.
Yeah.
It's already good. Everything else is just a bonus. Right now in your life, there is something that is good.
Yeah.
And if you focus all the time on the things that are missing, that are not good, you're going to live in lack and you attract more lack and you feel miserable.
Yeah.
So
when you have, for example, like if you achieve your goal, like let's say $10,000 per month, then you're like, okay, I want more. So you have to practice gratitude. That's something that I've been learning more recently, and like within the last few months especially, like
really. You got a good villa mate?
Huh?
You got a good villa mate who asks you sometimes, what is good about your life?
Yeah, gratitude. You have to just be grateful of the things that you have achieved. Everything you said just now.
Yeah.
It's a very good advice. I've been like practicing that, because it's hard sometimes. You're like, oh, I want more. I want this. I want that. But like, there's so many good things already right now at this moment, and there's always things that you can achieve more.
Yeah.
When you get to this point, then you want more. Yeah. So what is the point of you being grateful and happy?
I think it's like a muscle that you can train, and you can also be grateful and happy with what you have while you crush it, while you grow.
Of course.
Then also, nobody wants to be around grumpy people.
No.
Nobody wants to be around frustrated people.
No.
So be free. Yeah.
The chasing mindset is never going to bring you those things that you want to achieve. If you're just chasing like the new goals, the new dreams, the new whatever,
yes,
that's not going to bring you anything either.
Exactly.
But being gratitude and happy and be like, yes, I got this. And then the next thing, yes, of course, be happy, but then achieve the next things.
I would even go that far and say that neediness.
Yeah.
Robs your time.
100%.
The people who, it's sad, but it's true. The people who need money the most have the least. The people who need clients the most have the least.
A partner.
The people who really have this need, who are needy for a partner, they don't get a partner.
Or they get, but they're unhappy, and it's just
work. If you think about it, like if someone would approach me, who is unbelievably needy.
Yeah. That's true.
What?
Yeah.
And if you translate that to life, or like if you project that to life, it's like, okay, how can you already feel good with what you have?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something everybody can do. And I would love for my kids to learn that skill.
Yeah.
To like sit down every morning and like, this is already good. I have this humble, gorgeous, good-looking father.
Yeah.
Right? Awkward silence. Yasmin, it's been nothing but a pleasure. We gotta leave it with something else. Okay, I have a good final question.
Tell me.
I don't have a question. I say that and then I come up with a good question.
Bring it on.
You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I have a really good question. We are already 3 minutes over, but who cares?
Bring it on.
A question that I get often. Amazing cliffhanger we'll do for the podcast. Listen, why are we not dating? Do you know how many times I get that question? Like friends come over and they're like...
They keep asking me the same thing.
Right? Why?
I don't know. It's not meant to happen.
Exactly. It's not meant to happen.
No.
And that is the answer. It's also another good piece of advice I would give my kids. Listen to your heart. It's always telling you the right thing. It always leads you. Probably your heart is the reason why you are where you are, because you were not in your head, you were in your heart. It was your heart that said, let's go to LA, let's do that thing.
Yeah.
Let's go with my ex-boyfriend, even if it's crazy.
Yeah.
If you would have made that decision in your head, you would have been probably still in Finland.
Yeah.
Chopping wood.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, but honestly, yeah, I agree. It's not everything will happen exactly as they should.
Mm.
Is that correct English?
I think so.
But you got the point.
1,000,000%.
So,
I think, well, first of all, thank you for your time for doing this. I'm really excited to see that reel in 3 years where you talked about your beach house, your dog.
3 years? I don't know. In 3 years, maybe.
Or five, whenever.
Yeah, let's say five.
If it's timing is on your side. It already happened.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time. We'll see.
We'll see. But I'm curious. I think you'll do a lot of amazing things in your life.
Thank you. Likewise.
And thank you.
Thank you.
From the bottom of my heart.
It was a pleasure.
I'm not going to say goodbye because we live in one house.
No, we go together.
Okay. Well, let's go home then.
See you later.
All right. This podcast is relatively young, and if you want to support our mission to give you access to the most extraordinary minds, to the most helpful success recipes, well, then you can do something that takes about 3.5 seconds, which is to subscribe to this podcast. Gives us the ability to, give you access to the most amazing guests. So just click on that button. Helps a lot. Takes 3.5 seconds. Thank you so much. And I'll see you later.